Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a person who motivated you to be more organized. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about people who have influenced us positively. One such topic is describing someone who has motivated you to be more organized. This theme allows candidates to showcase their ability to discuss personal experiences, relationships, and self-improvement. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about organization and people who inspire you. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself an organized person? Band 6-7, Answer. I'd say I'm fairly organized. I try to keep my things in order and plan my day, but there's always room for improvement. Band 8-9 Answer. While I strive for organization, I describe myself as a work in progress. I've developed several systems to manage my time and belongings effectively, but I'm constantly refining my approach to become more efficient. Q. Who taught you how to be organized? Band 6-7 Answer. My mother was the one who first taught me about being organized. She always kept our home tidy and showed me how to arrange my things. Band 8-9 Answer. I've learned organizational skills from various sources, but my mother was undoubtedly my primary influence. She not only maintained an impeccable home, but also instilled in me the value of systematic planning and tidiness from a young age. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a person who has motivated you to be more organized. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to motivate you, and explain how being more organized has affected your life. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my college roommate, Sarah, who has been a tremendous influence on my organizational skills. I met Sarah during my freshman year when we were assigned to share a dorm room. From the moment I met her, I was struck by her impeccable organizational habits. Sarah had an uncanny ability to keep our shared space tidy and well-arranged. She introduced me to various organizational tools and techniques, such as using a color-coded planner for assignments and implementing a filing system for our course materials. What really motivated me was seeing how these habits positively impacted her academic performance and stress levels. One particular incident that stands out is when Sarah helped me prepare for midterms. She showed me how to break down large tasks into manageable chunks and create a study schedule. This approach not only helped me feel more in control, but also significantly improved my grades. The impact of becoming more organized has been profound. I've noticed a marked improvement in my productivity and a reduction in stress levels. I'm able to juggle multiple responsibilities more effectively, whether it's coursework, part-time jobs, or social commitments. Moreover, this newfound organization has spilled over into other aspects of my life, helping me maintain a cleaner living space and manage my finances more efficiently. In essence, Sarah's influence has been transformative, equipping me with skills that I believe will serve me well throughout my personal and professional life. Follow-up questions. Q. How has being organized changed your daily routine? Band 6-7. Answer. Being organized has made my days smoother. I waste less time looking for things and can focus better on my tasks. Band 8-9. Answer. The impact on my daily routine has been substantial. I now start each day with a clear plan, prioritizing tasks effectively. This structured approach has significantly reduced wasted time and increased my overall productivity. Moreover, I find I have more mental clarity and energy to tackle challenging projects. Q. Do you think being organized is a natural trait, or can it be learned? Band 6-7 Answer. I believe it can be learned. While some people might naturally be more organized, anyone can improve with practice and the right techniques. Band 8-9 Answer. While some individuals may have a natural predisposition towards organization, I firmly believe it's a skill that can be cultivated. Like any habit, it requires consistent effort and the application of effective strategies. With dedication and the right guidance, anyone can develop and hone their organizational abilities, regardless of their starting point. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and answers. Q. How important do you think organizational skills are in the workplace? Band 6-7 answer. Organizational skills are very important in the workplace. They help employees manage their time better and complete tasks efficiently. Band 8-9 answer. Organizational skills are paramount in the modern workplace. They form the bedrock of productivity and efficiency, enabling employees to navigate complex projects, meet deadlines, and maintain a healthy work-life balance. Moreover, in an era of information overload, the ability to prioritize tasks and manage resources effectively can be a significant competitive advantage for both individuals and organizations. Do you think technology has made people more or less organized? Band 6-7 answer. I think technology has made people more organized in some ways, with apps for planning and reminders, but it can also be distracting. Band 8-9 answer. Technology's impact on organization is multifaceted. On one hand, it has provided us with powerful tools for planning, scheduling, and managing information, which can enhance our organizational capabilities tremendously. However, it's also introduced new challenges, such as digital clutter and constant notifications, which can fragment our attention and potentially undermine our organizational efforts. The key lies in harnessing technology judiciously, using it to augment our natural organizational abilities rather than becoming overly reliant on it. Q. How might schools teach organizational skills to students? Band 6-7 answer. Schools could include lessons on time management and offer planners to students. They could also show students how to keep their desks and lockers tidy. Band 8-9 answer. Schools can play a pivotal role in fostering organizational skills. They could integrate practical lessons on time management, project planning, and digital organization into the curriculum. Additionally, schools might consider implementing systems that encourage students to practice these skills, such as maintaining structured notebooks or using digital platforms for assignment submission. It's crucial to make these lessons experiential, allowing students to apply organizational techniques to their schoolwork and see the benefits firsthand. Moreover, teachers could model good organizational practices, demonstrating how these skills are valuable in real-world scenarios. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Impeccable, agile, perfect, faultless. Example, her impeccable organizational skills impressed everyone in the office. Instill, gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, my mentor instilled in me the importance of meticulous planning. Uncanny ability, unability, an extraordinary or mysterious talent. Example, she has an uncanny ability to keep track of multiple projects simultaneously. Marked improvement, markment phrase, noticeable or significant betterment. Example, there was a marked improvement in my productivity after I adopted these organizational techniques. Spillover, spill, phrasal verb, to affect other areas or aspects. Example, the organizational skills I learned at work have spilled over into my personal life. Paramount, mount, age, more important than anything else. Example, in project management, organizational skills are paramount for success. Bedrock, rock, the fundamental principles on which something is based. Example, effective time management is the bedrock of good organizational skills. Multifaceted, age, having many different aspects or features. Example, the impact of technology on our organizational habits is multifaceted and complex. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to speak English daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary naturally into your responses. Don't just memorize words. Understand their meanings and contexts. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your thoughts and provide examples to support your points. Work on fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without too many pauses or hesitations. Use linking words to connect your ideas seamlessly. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, avoid memorizing entire answers. Examiners are looking for natural, spontaneous speech. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the questions fully before answering. It's okay to ask for clarification if needed. Stay on topic. Ensure your answers are relevant to the questions asked. Straying off topic can negatively impact your score. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you can significantly improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like people who have motivated you to be more organized. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a person who is very disciplined in their work. Additionally, if you're interested in exploring related topics, you might find our article on describing a time you had to take on a leadership role helpful in preparing for your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.